Welcome to Cobalt Conversations. This is episode 2, Justin Smoke.
Days of summer last much longer with you.
Welcome to Cobalt.com. This is Greg Shaw. Joining me today is Justin Smoke. Justin is a sophomore and first baseman for the University of South Carolina Gamecocks. Baseball America has ranked South Carolina number 6 in the nation in the preseason. Justin started all 66 games last season for the Gamecocks at first base. He batted .303 with 17 homers and 63 RBIs. I saw him play this past summer on the Cape, where he earned All-Star honors and was named the league MVP with the Kituit Cavaliers of the Cape Cod Baseball League. He was rated the number one best prospect out of the Cape League by Baseball America, and led the Cape in home runs with 11 and collected 27 RBIs. He was elected in the 16th round of the 2005 Major League Baseball draft by the Oakland Athletics, but continues his career with the University of South Carolina. Justin was named to Baseball America's All-America team. Justin, last time I saw you, it was dark, and it was very dark. The lights literally went out this summer in Wareham during the division championship, leading to a 30-minute delay while the Gateman ground crew tried to get the hamsters in the cage running again to get those lights back up and running. Do you recall that game?
Yeah, I do. It was. I think it was our second playoff game. It was at Mary beat us at our place, and it was at their place, and. Kind of weird, you know. I mean, you're in the middle of a game and all of a sudden the lights get out. It's kind of hard to believe, but it actually happened. So
we were sitting not too far from you. You were there on first base, and we were just back from there, and it's kind of surprised everybody. We had a long drive back to Falmouth. You guys had a long drive back to Kituit, and all I wanted that game to do was progress. I can't remember the guy's name that was pitching for Wareham that day, but he had some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I can't recall him either. It was a great series against them. We had good games within the whole summer, so it was just a great series it was a great time playing the playoffs in the Cape League, because the atmosphere was unbelievable. So it was fun.
I'm in Seattle. I spoke last week with Seattle Mariner closer J.J. Putz, who played at Hyannis and played a couple seasons on the Cape. He said it was the best decision of his baseball career to play on the Cape. How do you feel about Cape Cod Baseball League?
Oh, it's awesome, man. It's unbelievable. It's just a great honor just to be invited out there to play in that prestigious league. And it's one of the best things I've ever done baseball-wise, one of the best experiences I've ever had. And I had a great time. I got put with a great host family, and it was a nice summer for me. I really think it improved my game a lot.
You ever look at the Kituit alumni, names like Jeff Kent, Chase Utley, Mark Bellhorn, Tim Salmon?
Yeah, I actually did. We did a bunch of that stuff all over there. It's kind of weird knowing that those guys played on the same field you played on, and you're going through the same process that you're basically going through right now. So it was nice to be in that atmosphere, the same atmosphere that guys in the big leagues have been in before.
Will we see you again this summer on the Cape, do you think?
I'm coming back to Kituit. I don't know what's going to happen yet. If I was to get invited to the USA team or not, I couldn't tell you. But I've already signed my contract to come back to Kituit, and Hopefully, be back there this summer.
How do you think about this new, what we call on Codball.com, the 8-15 rule? This is the new August 15th signing deadline.
I actually think it's a good thing. Wherever you get drafted, you should sign. You know what I mean? I mean, I know some guys think they want more money, this, that, or whatever, but I think wherever you get drafted, you should sign. I mean, that should be, I mean, if you want to sign, you sign. If you don't, you don't. So, I kind of like that rule.
Where would you most like to play if you got signed?
It wouldn't really matter. I mean, growing up, I've always been a Braves fan. After this summer playing in the Cape League, I'd be going to be a Red Sox fan a little bit, but it really wouldn't matter to me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the University of South Carolina and the season, which a number of teams out here west have got started. I didn't look to see if South Carolina has started. When's your first game?
My first game is next Friday. We're at UNC Wilmington for a tournament.
Okay.
We actually play against Oklahoma out there.
All right. Well, be careful of them. That's where I'm from.
Is it?
Justin, I just want to let you know, I don't know if you're on a cell phone. It's breaking up a little bit. Anyway, wherever you were when you started was working well. Tell me a little bit about your teammates and about the Gamecocks this year. Are you ready for the season?
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to it. I mean, we've worked hard all fall and all spring now, and I mean, definitely looking forward to the season. So hopefully we can get out there and good things will happen for us.
South Carolina is ranked number 6 in this week's Baseball America. There's a Gene Sapikoff article that's titled "Smoke and Weeders." Do you say it, Weeders?
Yeah.
"Smoke and Weeders" seeks College World Series reunion. Now, let me tell you what Matt Weeders says. He's your, I guess, high school buddy. Is that right?
Yeah, high school buddy. Yeah, we grew up with each other since we were, 8, 9 years old. So.
Well, Matt plays for Georgia Tech. He's a catcher and a closer. And he says that if he faces you this season, that he would probably walk you or pitch around you. He's pretty sure he's not going to pitch to you with a 2-0 or a 3-1 count.
that's just funny to me because me and him have been good friends for a while, and having the chance to play with him or against him in the Cape this summer was nice getting back to playing against each other a little bit. He's a great guy, and I mean, we've played a long time with each other. So I mean, it'll always be fun to, I guess, play against him. Sometime this year.
What goals do you have for this NCAA season?
I've got goals for myself, but I mean, the main goal is to get back out to Omaha. Us at South Carolina, that's what we strive for, to get back out there and hopefully win a championship. So, I mean, we've been working all fall and all spring for it, so hopefully we'll be able to do that.
Let me go back to the Cape for a moment and ask you what I asked Elliot Cribby, who was the last Codball conversation. What field did you enjoy playing on the most?
The field? Probably Chatham. That was the best environment I thought in the Cape. Besides, I mean, they all have good environments, but I mean, Chatham, it was a nice time playing there. I mean, they had a lot of fans, and I mean, it was a great field to play on.
And which one was the biggest challenge for you? Which one did you, I'll put it differently, which one did you not enjoy as much?
Probably Wareham. That gravel for an infield, that was different too. The first time we ever drove up into Wareham, I thought there was a tarp on the field, but there really wasn't. It was actually gravel. So I mean, that was probably the field that was not too likely for me.
And what was your highlight for the season?
The highlight, basically the whole summer was a highlight to me. I mean, it was a great experience for me. It's a great honor just to get invited to play up there. And I mean, the whole season just playing in the Cape Cod League is a highlight for me.
I wonder what advice you have for the new incoming freshman who's been ranked number one. Your teammate, I believe, is Chisenholm.
He's a great hitter, and I mean, he can play a little bit. He's good, and I mean, he's going to mature as he gets older, and he's actually coming to get to it this year with me, Mike Sisko, and Reese Havens. But, he's a great young player, and hopefully he'll mature a little bit this year and get get even better.
Well, you had a breakout freshman season. We all enjoyed watching you on Cape Cod, and we'll look forward, hopefully, to seeing you on Cape Cod again this season. Thank you for joining us on Codball.com, Justin.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks for listening to Codball Conversations. Check out our website at codball.com, CODBALL.com. Our opening music is from the band Now Is Now from Portland, Maine. Check them out at nowisnow.com. See you next time.